We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the new Puzzler.
Yeah.
And someone sent in the seed from which this Puzzler grew. I
understand.
I had to...
You don't have to explain.
...re-obfuscate.
Yeah.
Here we are. It was Monday morning, and Krusty was up bright and early and ready for his commute to work. Yesterday hadn't been a particularly good day, and he sensed that today might be worse, hence the early start. Anyway, Krusty carefully backed out of his driveway and drove to the end of his street. He slowed as he approached a stop sign there and, of course, came to a full stop before making his way through the intersection. At the next intersection, he slowed and stopped for that stop sign as well. Just then, he noticed the flashing light of a police car in his rearview mirror, the all-too-familiar sign to pull over and produce a license and registration.
Yeah.
Neither one of which he had, probably. The officer approached, citation book in hand, and Krusty asked if there was a problem, like anyone would do. Is there a problem, officer?
Yeah.
No brake lights, he says. I followed you since you pulled out of your driveway. I've watched you stop two times at stop signs, and I didn't see any brake lights come on. Krusty says, no way, man. My brake lights work just fine. I'll show you. So he asks the police officer to go and stand by the back of the car. And
he floors
puts
it
reverse. Runs him over. No, he asks him to go and stand at the back of the car.
And
he steps in the brake pedal, and the policeman notices.
Let me guess. They work.
All three of them. You know, the high-mounted light, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And they come on just as Krusty had predicted.
Yeah.
The question is, how did he pull this off? Now, if you think you know the answer, write it on the underside of a John Deere Model 5525 9-horsepower utility tractor with high-torque, low-emission PowerTech diesel engine, electro-hydraulic 3-point hitch, 4-wheel drive, climate-controlled cab, and easy-to-read large print instrument panel. So I don't need my reading glasses to mow the lawn. And ship it to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
Matt 02238.
Well, if we actually get one of these, who's going to keep it?
Oh, I plan to assemble it in your living room. Bugsy saying, <"Rrr." laughs> I could use one of these.
I know.
Oh, boy, look, you can email us your answer from cartalk.com. But if you have a question for us, don't hesitate to call. Our number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-228-2855. Hello, you're on Car Talk.